This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. Amy Lewis is vice president of the Wild Foundation, a conservation organization out of Boulder that initiated the Nature Needs Half Network. This is a coalition of scientists and conservationists working to protect half of the world's lands and seascapes for wildlife and the natural world. Lewis and others from Nature Needs Half will be in Snowmass this week for the 2018 R-Day Summit. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Amy, can you explain why the goal is 50% or half of the world set aside for nature? Is that symbolic?
Well, there is a symbolic aspect to it, but primarily it's a scientific target. Since the 1970s, scientists have been concluding more and more frequently that if more than half of an ecosystem is degraded, that you start to drastically lose ecological functionality and ecological services. Nature Needs Half is really an idea that we need to give nature the space she needs to continue to function for all life on the planet, including us. So we focus a lot on the science, and the science is important, but we also are very much about changing the way societies relate to nature. The fact is that a society's most important relationship is with the natural world.
And the Wild Foundation is based out of Boulder, Colorado. How are you working to achieve the worldwide goal of half? What are some of your key strategies?
One of the things that really plagues conservation and that we've noticed over the last couple of years is that there's more and more conservation organizations, but the degradation of nature continues to accelerate. And one of the key problems here is isolation of groups. We're isolated from each other. We're kind of siloed in our own organizations. Our organizations are doing fantastic things, but the sum of those things doesn't add up to what nature needs. What we're hoping to do is by promoting this idea and bringing together groups all over the world to have regular conversations on how they can align their current efforts behind common objectives, both within their region and internationally, that we can combine our strengths and achieve some really big targets at the scale that nature needs us to achieve them at.
If we focus close to home here in the United States, the Nature Needs Half website shows that only about 14% of the U.S. is protected, and it ranks the ecology of our country as imperiled. What are some of the biggest challenges that we're facing here in the U.S.?
Well, in the U.S., we actually have quite a bit of intact landscape, especially in the West. In the east of the Mississippi, we tend to get into more imperiled landscapes where sometimes as little as 20% of the natural ecosystem still exists. But in the West, we have quite a healthy ecology still. The problem is that the formal protections over that landscape are minimal. And if we are to preserve those intact and healthy landscapes, they're going to need to be protected in one way or another and set aside for nature and nature's needs.
Okay, now here in the U.S., it sounds like some of the strongest protections are often on federal lands. As you mentioned, quite a bit of the West is protected in national parks and things of that nature. Is it up to governments across the world to act on this?
There are a lot of different ways to protect land. And the fact is, if we're going to protect nature across the planet at this large scale, we're going to have to use a variety of solutions, and it's going to be all hands on deck. Yes, government is an absolutely effective tool in many instances, but government alone is not enough. We tend to have this kind of silver bullet approach to government, that if we can just get some government protections on the land, it's fine. And I think in the United States, especially in recent years, we've seen that there needs to be a society-wide prioritization of nature that can start with private lands, private land acquisitions, knitting together public-private partnerships, corporate lands. I don't practically see us achieving this goal without that vast array of solutions.
Right. Now, are there models in the world that are working really well where you're building these partnerships and it goes beyond just governments?
So there are all sorts of models for protecting nature that work well. If you look, for example, at Ted Turner in the West and the Flying D Ranch and his private land conservation initiatives, those work really well. Certainly the National Park System in the United States works well. But in other places, we're going to need other solutions. So, for example, in India, where we're working on building this grassroots network and coalition, it will involve government partners, and it will use probably tiger conservation landscapes as a cornerstone of connecting and protecting lands. But there's going to probably be communal lands that are involved and village stakeholders that are incorporated into the movement. There's going to be businesses and corporate lands. And so when you're talking about 50% of a very large territory, you don't just have to change the law and the policy. You have to change the hearts and minds of the stakeholders that are there and to give them an incentive to be a part of it.
Amy Lewis is vice president of the Wild Foundation, a conservation organization out of Boulder that is part of the Nature Needs Half Network. Amy, thanks for speaking with me today.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth.
I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.